وعلى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our look at journaling the Quran. So today we're going to look at Juz 2. Our focus is on the second Juz, which is Ayah 142 of Surah Al-Baqarah up to Ayah 252. So in essence, it's 110 Ayat. Now just a little bit of a recap of what we've been doing. We're going to look at the 30 Ajza. So on your bookshelf, you've got 30 different shelves, each representing one of the ajza. So there was 30 ajza, one juz. The Quran was divided into 30 equal parts to facilitate the reading of it in a month. There's 7 manazil, which is it is divided into 7 parts to be able to finish it in a week. 114 sur, which is in essence one surah, 114 sur, 6,236 ayat, 77,807 words, 540 ruku'at, and that is because they wanted to finish the recitation of the Quran by the 27th of Ramadan. So 27 times 20, which is the number of rak'at in Taraweeh that other sects pray, so 27 times 20 is 540, and this was marked by a ruku. You can see the sign on the screen, the ayn. Now, the letter at the top, or the number at the top, represents the number of that ruku in that surah. The bottom is the number of that ruku in that juz, and in the middle the number of ayat in that ruku. So quite simply, when they finish, they would go into ruku. Now in some cultures they may call it makra or different aspects, but in essence it is a ruku, and the plural is ruku'at. Just so that you know how we started this, I will take you through my Quran. And if you remember, I said I had put Quran City in the front. And I'd also put some other things around that. Now let's go back and see where these came from. First of all, to journal the Quran is to be able to personalize the Quran so that we can connect to it, so we can inspire ourselves to engage with it. I'd mentioned some tools, which are some pencil colors, a ruler, sharp pencil, and an eraser. Now before we start to do wudu, to make sure that we, if you don't know how to recite in Arabic, to try and learn how to recite in Arabic. That is the word of Allah, and it's in Arabic. To seek protection from shaitan by reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inir rajim. To enter the city in his name. In other words, to start everything with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To say La ilaha illallah, and then the dua of the Prophet, which is 6 words. Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani. Commit to my heart. Commit to my heart the internalization of the book the way you have taught me. So when I showed you this, I've put it up there and I've written it out. So every time I open the Quran, I see it. Also, I've put out, it's not a ceremonial book. You can only be able to enter this city to read this book with intellectual humility. And the one of the best ways to do it is whenever you start the Quran, to start with Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us on this path to our full potential, to the straight path, and ask Rabb al-Hussein, the Rabb of Hussein. So we're going to look today at Juz 2. So this is the shelf in our bookshelf, Juz 2. And Juz 2 is Surah Al-Baqarah. We looked at the ayat. It was ayah 142 to 252. Now every bookshelf has knickknacks. So we've put knickknacks in here. The knickknack we've put in here is Ayatul Birr. And we've put the Kaaba because we find here the change of Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas to the Kaaba. And the Kaaba is phenomenal. It's sort of the focus point over here. So let's start. And I've already spoken about Surah Al-Baqarah last time when we looked at the building. And if you look at my Quran, I'll turn the pages so you can see it. I've cut out the building from the website and I've put it here so I can actually see an overview of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we looked at yesterday. So the first ayah we're going to look at is on the change of Qibla. And if we look at the change of Qibla, we will find that ayah as ayah 144. So I will turn to ayah 144 and we'll look at it. But before that, I'd like to look at an ayah with you that is quite interesting. And that's ayah 143. And this is an ayah which says, وَقَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And we have made you a middle nation. Now, the reason why I'm picking on this ayah for you to look at is that Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 ayat, divided into half. It's 143. Exactly at 143, Allah says middle nation. Now, remember when the Quran was revealed, Baqarah was revealed over 12 years. it wasn't, it's chronological. It wasn't like revealed the way we see it now. It was different ayat in different places, and the Prophet put them all together. And one of its miracles is that look where it's placed. Ummatan wasata, in the middle. Okay, so now we go to ayah 144. And if you can see that I've highlighted the ayah up there. And near it I've put a Kaaba with a direction and a change of Qibla. So it immediately tells me this is about the change of Qibla. So let's look at the ayah. Qad nara, we've seen you. Allah is telling the Prophet. Takalluba wajhika fis sama, that you turn your face to the heavens. Now he turns his face to the heavens. He doesn't say anything, doesn't verbalize it. But Allah knows he's asking. He wants the Qibla to change from Aqsa to from Baytul Muqaddas or Masjid al-Aqsa to Masjid al-Haram to the Kaaba. And look what Allah says. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Soon we will turn you to a Qibla which you will like. Now the next part, فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, is an order that came when the Prophet was praying Salatul Jama'ah in Masjid of Banu Salim. So they were praying Zuhr there. So you can imagine the Prophet, the people behind him, there's Imam Ali there. And the first two rakats, they're praying towards Masjid al-Aqsa, to Jerusalem. And then the order comes, فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And in the namaz, the last two rakats are prayed towards the Kaaba. And it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So this is the ayah that, as you can see, I've highlighted that bit in it, okay? Let's go to the next one. Now the next one is ayah 150. And if you look at it down here, this is now an order to you and me, to all of us. I have put Qibla there. And I have highlighted the first part of the ayah, which says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ قَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Wherever you come from, turn yourself to Masjid al-Haram. Now there's a lot about Qibla that is important. Maybe one thing that I can mention is that all of us turn towards Qibla at Salah time. So you can imagine the whole universe, all of us, turn, all Muslims, all who pray, turn towards the Kaaba. Can you imagine the energy radiating from the Kaaba? And we're all connected together. Outwardly, we face the Kaaba. Inwardly, it's our hearts. Because in Hadith Qudsi, he says, the heavens and the earth do not contain me, but the heart of a mu'min does. So it's absolutely phenomenal that everything we do is towards Allah. And that is why these ayat are so important. Right. So now we look at the next one. And the next one is ayah 146. And I'll show it to you in my Quran, where I have highlighted it in orange. And here's where Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, those who have given the book, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. Oh Muhammad, they recognize you as they would recognize their sons. But you know, they conceal the truth. Now let's see, I've written here, sixth Imam, because Imam Sadiq says, it is just as we will recognize Imam Zamana Ajjalallahu Farajah. So it's the same way we will recognize him, but maybe not accept him, because that, like the Jews, the people who came to Medina, they moved from Palestine to Medina because they knew that the last prophet would be there. But they refused to recognize him as a prophet because he wasn't one of them, one amongst them. So maybe it's a lesson for us to take forward. The next one is my favorite ayah. It's ayah 148 of the Quran. And here Allah says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Every single existence has a goal. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Or you who read the Quran, find the best of goals, your best mission statement. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَعْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهَ جَمِيعًا. Wherever you are, Allah will bring you all together. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has power over everything. So if you look at my Quran, I've highlighted it in green, and then I've put goals at the end so that it reminds me that this is where I should find the best of goals, that which connects the dunya and the akhirah. The next ayah is فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, I will remember you. It's a very simple ayah. And this is how I've highlighted it. In green up here. And it's very, very simple. Remember me, I will remember you. And then he says, thank me and do not be ungrateful. In the Quran, many places it will say that the more you thank him, the more he will give you. Incidentally, the translation should say me and not mace over there. Then we come to ayah 154. And I will show it to you in my Quran that I've highlighted up here. And this is, and at the side I've written Shaheed. I've also written Surah Al Imran 169 to 171 because it talks about the same thing, but in a different aspect. Here it says, "Wala takulu," do not even say, "Liman yuktalu fi sabilillah," of those who have given up their lives in the life in the way of Allah, as amwat, as dead. Bal ahyaun, they are alive. Wala killa tash'urun, but you do not perceive. Now, you know, in Ziyarat Ashura, for example, we say, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah." We address him as though he's alive. And this ayah says, do not say, in Al Imran, it will say, "Wala tahsabanna alladhina kutilu fi sabilillahi amwata." It will say, do not even think of those who have given up their lives in the way of Allah as dead. So I put Shaheed down there, as you saw. The next ayah is 155. And this is how I've put it in my Quran. I have highlighted it and I've put tests there because there are five things that Allah says He will test us with. So let's see which ones they are. He says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear, وَالْجُوءِ, with hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, with a reduction of your wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ, that's death, a loss in yourselves. And then he says, والثمرات, and the fruits of what you strive for, we will test you with these. But then he says, وَبَشَّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news to those who do sabr, who persevere with patience. So you and I would ask, who are they? And that goes to the next ayah. He says, they are those who الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when a musibah strikes them. And a musibah is an arrow that strikes you exactly where it hurts, like your Achilles heel. They say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So they say, we are from Allah and to Him we will return. So in my Quran, I have highlighted إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And I have written the circle of life over there. And since I haven't highlighted the first bit, this is exactly how I do it. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Okay, next ayah. Now this is about Safa and Marwa. Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. He says Safa and Marwa are the signs of Allah. So in my Quran, as you can see, I've highlighted Safa and Marwa. I've put Hajj. I've drawn Safa and Marwa in Hajj. And it is important because it talks about the striving of Sayyidah Hajra. So Sarah wishes for a child. She tells Ibrahim, pray to Allah for a child. Allah grants a child 3 years later to Hajra, not to Sarah. Sarah is very upset. Ibrahim doesn't like to see her upset. He loves her to bits. And with Allah's orders, he takes Hajra and Ismail, on Burak, by the way, to the Valley of Baqa, where the first place Allah is made. It's barren. It's got a heap of sand, which represented where the Kaaba was that Adam had built, but through the ravages of time, it had been destroyed. So you can imagine, he's leaving them there with some water and some supplies. And she says, are you leaving me here? And he says, well, it is an order of my Rabb. And she says, then go, he will look after me. And he prays to Allah, Surah number 14, ayah 37. He prays and says, I've left my offspring here. Please make people's heart go towards them. Make sure their fruits appear so they will thrive. And that's exactly what happens. So we can imagine, water runs out, Hajra is looking for water. She climbs on Safa and she says, is there anyone who's a friend out here? Can anybody hear me? Sometimes it reminds me of Imam Hussein when he says, Hal min nasrin yansurna, hal min mughithin yughithna. She sees a mirage on Marwa. She runs. And she does that seven times, seeing those mirages of water. Exhausted, she comes back to Ismail, and at his foot there is a spring of water. And she says, Zam, Zam, which means stop, stop, you will drown my child. It becomes a little gurgling fountain. And that becomes Zamzam. Through that, the tribe of Jurhum that lived near Arafat see birds around there and they know there's water. And they come here, they say, can we settle? And she says, with the permission of Ibrahim, you can settle here until he comes and then you can ask him. And each one of the family of Jurhum gives Ismail one of their sheep. So he has a flock of sheep and that's how he prospers. But when I see Safa and Marwa, when you see this ayah, it is how every single effort is rewarded by Allah. The next one is ayah 168, and here Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, eat from the earth, everything, but make sure it's halal and tayyib. And I'll show you how I've highlighted it. So I've highlighted halal and tayyib, and I've written here halal and tayyib, because it's really important to understand that what we eat is not only halal, and we know what halal is, we know all the rules, we know that the money we buy it from should be halal, but tayyib is healthy as well. And in this month of Ramadan, we tend to go overboard. We forget about the healthy aspect. Here it says, if you don't, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. By inference, he's saying, if you do not eat halal and tayyib, you are following the footsteps of shaitan. What we put inside us makes such a difference. He says, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. When we eat something, we've got to make sure what we put inside our bodies, it is the right thing. And then what is not allowed? إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ, number one, that which has died of itself. وَالدَّمَ, blood, number two. وَلَحْمِ الْخِنْزِيرِ, the meat of the pig. وَمَا أُحِلُّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, and that which Allah's name has not been taken upon. So I'll show you how I highlighted it. So if you look at my 173, I've highlighted it, but I've put number one, number two, number three, and number four, and I've put food at the end. Incidentally, all the ayah that starts with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, I will highlight in green as Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Right, let's look at the next one. Next one is one of my most favorite ayat of the Quran, and I'm sure it'll be yours as well. So I will show you how I've highlighted it. It's up there. I've highlighted in green, and bir I've put in dark green, and I'll explain that in a minute. So this, what happens now when there's the change of Qibla, what happens is that the Muslims get taunted by the Jews. They said, oh my goodness, you are the one who changed the Qibla. Now, does that mean your last one was wrong? Does that mean 13 years you were facing the wrong Qibla? And so on and so forth. And this ayah is now revealed to answer them. So Allah starts off by saying, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. First, what is bir? Bir comes from bar, which is land. Bahar is sea. Bahar is stable. In essence, bir is walking, talking, inside, outside, righteousness, goodness. It's goodness per se. So Allah is saying, goodness is not just facing the east or the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ is, now I'll tell you what bir is. So how do we inculcate this? What is bir all about? How do we inculcate it in our lives? He said, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. The first thing is believing. So he says, what you and I should believe in. He said, Amana billah, believe in Allah. Wal yawmil akhirah, and the hereafter, or the last day, or accountability. Wal malaikata, and the angels. Wal kitab, the book, the guidance, the Quran. Wal nabiyin, and the prophet. So that's our foundation. And that's why in this window we've put it as a foundation. Incidentally, just as a window allows light to come into a building and gives insight about the building, Aytul Bir brings the light of education of the Quran. It brings the light of the Quran into us and asks us, where do you benchmark yourself? Where are you? So that in basically is bir. Now how does this bir manifest itself? So you have an ethical manifestation and a religious manifestation. He says the first thing you find these people will do is wa'at al-mala. They will give of their wealth, of what they have, ala hubbihi, out of the love of Allah. They'll give it to six different six different people, but in concentric circles. So it is in order. The wil qurba, first their relations. Wal yatama, then the orphans. Wal masakin, and then those who are in need. Wabn as-sabil, and then the refugees. Was sa'ilina, and then those who ask. Wafir rikab, and those who are enslaved. And in their personal life, their manifestation of their worship, their religious manifestation. Wa aqim as-salah, they will always establish salah. Wa atu zakah, and they will give zakah. Now, these people, who do they become? What are they? Characters, traits. Wal mufuna bi ahdihim idha ahadu. They always keep their promises. And then wasabirina fil ba'sa'i wa dharai wa hin al ba's. They persevere and they have patience in hardship, when afflicted, and in conflict. And then there's Allah's view, the 360 view he has. He says, these are those, ulaika alladhina sadaku, they are true to themselves. Wa ulaika humul muttaqun. Now if you look at my Quran, and I will show that to you. You look at my Quran, I have put up there bir. I have put those who reconfirm their origin. That means they're walking, talking, inherently good people, and walking, talking righteousness. And I've put it down there. So inshallah, you can highlight it like that as well. Next ayah is 180. Kutiba alaykum idha hadara ahdakum al-maut. When death comes near you, then it is mandated on you that in taraka khayran al wasiyya, that you will leave a will, that you will write a will, and you will remember your parents, il walidina wal akrabina, your relations, bil ma'aruf, properly, as you know them, hakkan ala al-muttaqin, and that is the duty of one who has taqwa. Then ayah 183. Now these are relevant to us today when they talk about fasting. So if you look at my Quran, I have highlighted ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu and siyam. So for us, in this month in particular, oh you who believe, is directly talking to us. When he says ya ayyuhan nabi, he's directly talking to the Prophet. So he's talking to you and me, and he says, I have mandated siyam on you. Siyam is the plural of sawm. Sawm in essence is to refrain. And you know there are all the things that we have to refrain from. You know, most of us know them. I won't go into them today, but this is what I highlight. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, and fasting was prescribed for those before you as well. La'allakum tattaqun, so they, you may become God conscious. Like the Prophet said, there are some people who only get hunger and thirst from fasting. There's a wonderful saying which says that if you want to spiritually develop yourself, then feed others. That is part of fasting. The first part of fasting, when we don't eat and drink, that is different. That is a physical fast. But the spiritual fast is when we feed others. The next ayah, which is ayah 184, again, this is just to know that this is about fasting, about sawm. It tells you the number of days. But what I would highlight here, and I'll show you in my Quran, is the word fidya. So I always remember that if you can't fast for whatever reason, if you're sick or you're on a journey or whatever the reason may be, then you have to give fidya. Now there's a difference between fidya and kafara, and inshallah when you know your fiqh, you will be looking into that differently. But here we're talking about fidya. The next ayah is 185. Now this is the proof that Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, and we recite this in our du'as as well. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Qur'an is that in which the Qur'an was revealed. And that's talking about Laylatul Qadr. Now if you look at my Qur'an, I have highlighted Shahru Ramadan, and I've highlighted the Qur'an in here as well. The next ayah I've got is ayah 186, and I absolutely adore this ayah. This is the ayah of du'a, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, and when my abd asks you about me, فَإِنِّي كَرِيب, I am so near. In Surah As-Sa'd, he says, I'm nearer to you than your jugular vein. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, I answer the call of the caller when he calls me. Absolutely beautiful. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, so they should answer me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, they should trust in me, believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So let's go back to this ayah, and I'll show you how I highlight it in my Quran. I've actually highlighted it in yellow, but I've put here when the Prophet says, I seek refuge in your generosity. A little bit about dua. Dua means to call. It's to attract something to oneself through our words and voices. And it's to ask a favor. Alama Tabatabai says, it's to ask a favor from someone higher in rank than yourself. Imam Ali in letter 31 in Nahjul Balagha says, know that he who owns the treasures of the heavens and the earth has permitted you to pray to him and has promised acceptance of dua. He has not placed anything between you and him. If you make a mistake, he has not stopped you from repenting, nor does he hasten punishment. Dua, talk in your own language, in kunut, in your salah. Yes, you may read a salawat, you may read a dua from the Quran, but then talk to him. It is allowed. Talk to him in your own language. The next one, yas'alunaka 'anil hilla, and that's all you need to know. We need to know about the new moon. We are based on the lunar calendar. So if you look at my Quran, I have just highlighted yas'alunaka 'anil hilla, and I've drawn a little moon over there, which you could do as well. The next ayah, and I made it all red, is because it's love. He says, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do ihsan. So if you look at my Quran down there, I have highlighted it in red, or colored it with a pencil color in red, and I put a heart there. So I know who Allah loves. So throughout the Quran, whenever it comes to something that Allah loves, I will put a heart and I will highlight it. In this particular one, he says, spend in the way of Allah. Don't tie your hands together yourself. In other words, don't lock your hands yourself. And how do you do that? When you do not do good to others, when you do not spend in his way, when you do not, in other words, when you do not share. The next ayah is about Hajj and Umrah. And if you look at ayah 196, I'll show you, I've highlighted it. I've just put Wa'atimul Hajj wal Umrah. And I've drawn the Kaaba, and I've looked Hajj and Umrah, because all these ayat are there. And when we come to this one, you could highlight Arafat, you could highlight Mashar al-Haram. We're not going to go into the polemics of all this, but it's just to highlight so you know where Hajj and Umrah is mentioned. So if you go back, you will see these are all about Hajj and Umrah, and here I've highlighted Arafat and Mashar al-Haram. The next ayah is 2207. I absolutely adore it, which you will as well. And in this ayah, Allah talks about Imam Ali. So let's see how I put it. I have written Ali and I put in bed of Rasulullah. All of us know this. It is وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. They are those people who have given their souls, who have exchanged their souls in business with wanting the marzat of Allah, with wanting the pleasure of Allah. It's beautiful. You know, when the Prophet went on Hijrah, the Quraysh wanted to kill him. They picked one person from each family, and all of those were going to go and kill the Prophet. When they moved the covers of his bed, there was Imam Ali. One of the most awesome places of this ayah is Ra'ufun bil Ibad. Allah is Ra'uf. Ra'uf is incredibly merciful. If you're ever stuck in life, Ya Rahim, Ya Ra'uf, Ya Rahim, Ya Ra'uf. It's absolutely phenomenal. And then 2215. Now we talk about not spending the way of Allah when he says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin, if you remember. So you would ask, what do I spend on? Now if you look at mine, I've highlighted this here and put the six things you have to spend on, and I've put spend and I put a question mark. So here Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ, what should you spend on? مَاذَا يُنْفِكُونَ. He says, قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So the first thing he says, you will do it لِلْوَالِدَيْن, your parents, والأقربين, your relations, وَالْيَتَامَ, the orphans, والمساكين, those in need, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, the refugees. And he says, whatever good you do, Allah knows it. He knows whatever good you do. And then ayah 2219. And here I've only highlighted, if you look at my Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسَرِ. They ask you about intoxicants and gambling. And that's all we need to highlight here, so we know where it is, where he says that قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. There is a great sin in it. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. But there is a benefit. However, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. The sin is greater than the benefit. So a good thing to highlight and know where it is. I love this ayah. 2222. Now, it's talking about periods. As you can see, I have put Haydh there and I've put Mahidh there, which is somebody who is in her periods. But it's the last bit that you need to put a, you can do it in red and put a heart there. Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who turn to Him, who do His tawbah, and those who are pure. Now, this ayah, every time you do ghusl, every time you do wudu, recite this ayah. I tell children, if you don't know, just say 2222 and Allah knows what ayah you're talking about. Please don't forget it. Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin. And then I've highlighted the ayat of divorce, which are from 228 right down to 232. But in essence, all, you know, I've highlighted thalathata, if you look up here, thalathata quru, which is the three cycles. I've highlighted talaq in there. But in essence, this is so we know that the idda of talaq comes from the word adada, which is to count. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about how to behave when there is a divorce. So then ayah 233, which I have here, and here it's talking about nursing, and this is how I've highlighted. I've put the nursing period, and he says moms will nurse their infants for 2 whole years. So this is just somewhere where I could find it. In ayah 234, which we'll look at in a minute, I've highlighted arbata ashur wa ashran, which is 4 months and 10 days. So if you look there, these are those ayat that I've highlighted. And here you've got arbata ashhur wa ashran. And this is the idda of a widow. When somebody dies, that's what she will do. I've also put an ayah there, 235, because that tells you that she can, within her idda, entertain an offer of marriage but not get married. So sometimes we have such different traditions, and they're not religious traditions, about idda. So this was an ayah to know about. And then in the middle of idda, we've got this ayah which says, in the middle of divorce, we've got hafidhu ala salati, be constant to your prayers. And then it says, was salatul wusta. And this point, he's saying, you've lost a relationship with someone, but don't use your connection with him. Sila is to connect. Salatul wusta is salatul asr. So in other words, Allah is saying, in this breaking up of a relationship, there'll be heartbreak, there'll be trauma, but you will find solace in your salah. And you can see that I've drawn it here and I've put salah there. I've also got a little post-it note where I've written about swusta being asr and salah being a connection, and you'll find solace, and I've written heartbreak and trauma. And then we've got Salatul Khawf in ayah 239, which is down here, and I'll show you that in my... And I've put Salatul Khawf there, and I've put Kiftum there. And this is a salah that is recited when there is a danger, a fear. So possibly in battle, we know that on the day of Ashura, Sayyidul Shuhada and his companions recited the Salatul Khawf. And then we've got ayah 245 about Qardh-e Hasana. And if you see, I have highlighted it in my Quran as in Qardh-e Hasana up here, if you look at it. And this qard is an open-ended loan. And it's a beautiful ayah where Allah says, who will give Allah open-ended loan? It means to human beings. He will multiply it and you will be returned to him. So that's another ayah I've highlighted over here. And then finally, the last one here is ayah 250, which is a dua. And this is a dua that was by the army of Jalut. And this is a story about David and Goliath, or the army of Talut. But we're going to focus on the dua. And if you look at mine, I have highlighted it in yellow, the dua, and I've put 2 feet there, which says firm feet. So let's look at the dua and end off today. So we say, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran. Our Rabb, pour patience on us. Wa thabbit aqdamana. Make our feet firm. Wansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Help us against the people who cover up the truth. Thank you. Inshallah, we will continue with Juz 3 tomorrow. Fi amanillah kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-samiu al-alim.